This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9. Radio that's out and around. Joy.
Good evening. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. I'm joined with Sammy in the studio. My name's Kurt and I'll be your host this evening. I'm excited to have another episode of Transpositions up already. It doesn't feel like it's been a week, but it has been a week and here we are. How are you, Sammy?
I'm good. It has gone very quickly, hasn't it?
Very quickly. What have you been up to, Sammy?
Well, you know, we had a couple of problems scheduling people for our show tonight.
We did
a little bit of work on that, didn't we?
We did. As you've seen on Facebook, we originally had Jez Pez scheduled for today, but unfortunately he's a busy man, so we had to reschedule. We'll have him on at a later date and I will let you know through our Facebook page, which is, if you go to the Joy website, joy.org.au, click on Transpositions and you can find our Facebook link there. And tonight, instead, we've got Forth Sadler, who is a trans woman, and we're excited to be talking to Forth about her personal story. Tonight, we'll also be talking anxiety management, because anxiety is just so common in the trans community. It's also common in the queer community. So
I'm looking forward to learning a few bits and pieces about how to deal with some of my own anxieties.
Yeah, well, if you have got some remedies for relaxation or some tips and tricks to manage anxiety, please SMS 0427 JOY949.
You can email us at onair@joy.org.au.
Or give us a call at the front desk on 1300 JOY949.
And we have Jerry at the front desk.
We do have Jerry at the front desk and he'd be happy to take your call.
He'd love to speak to you. Give him a call.
And we also want you to send your questions, your burning questions that you've been thinking of during the week. We want those and we want to answer them. So send them in. Get cracking. SMS right now if you like.
I think that was one of the most fun parts about last week's show for us, actually.
Yeah.
Was getting some questions in, getting more questions that we could actually answer, and having to come up with the answers there and then on the spot.
That's right.
Yeah. Testing our knowledge and skills.
It was. It was making us think quick, which is good because that's, you know, brain exercises. Makes you smarter.
Yes. So anything you want to ask, anything you want to know, please send us a message and we'll do our best to schedule in and answer it. We'll be on the spot.
On the spot, yeah. So, Sammy, have you encountered any trans issues this week?
Well, there's been a couple of interesting news items.
Yeah.
So the Trans 100 list was published,
yep,
which is an American list of trans people in America who've done something special or popular. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And that's inspired me to talk about heroes and role models this evening with you because, you know, everybody needs a positive role model. And I don't think there's that many trans role models out there, but it's cooking with gas at the moment.
Isn't it? What? I think we're seeing a lot more people now are coming out and a lot of really positive role models too.
Yeah, which is that's what
it's
we want.
Critically important to find things that can be positive in our lives.
Yeah. I mean, even if you have a role model that's not a trans person and you find that person inspiring, you can also let us know, along with your question that you send us, because I know that Sammy's keen to answer some questions and we want to find out what you want to know, because we're not really sure. Like, we've got Chris on the panel tonight and Chris sort of, you know, doesn't know much about trans issues, and he was sort of asking questions that a lot of people that have never had anything to do with trans issues would be asking. And I find that really interesting.
Well, you know, there's so many things to know. There's so much stuff that you have to go and learn. And so it's not surprising that people that don't have to live and breathe being transgender don't actually know a lot about it. And it just, so yeah. So if you're not trans and you want to ask us a question, do that too. It doesn't matter if it's a really obvious question. We're really happy to answer that sort of stuff as well.
That's right. Coming up next, we've got David Bowie, Rebel Rebel, and that was requested last week by Candy. And I have a little secret to tell you all, that Candy is actually my girlfriend. So I had to put this song on. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're on Transpositions on Joy 94.9. And tonight we're talking about heroes and role models. Sammy mentioned that there was a top 100 trans people, which was a list that was published about a week ago. And it's American, and it's got iconic trans people photographs and a little blurb about why they're special trans people.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to think of the list as incremental because I don't think they repeated any of the names from the previous year. So this is the second year they've actually done it.
Cool.
And there probably are more names that people are maybe familiar with on the first list than the second list. And they're from all kinds of different places. So, you know, it's interesting. Is it good to have people like that as role models? How important is that to put people's names up that have done things?
Mm. I think positive role models are so important, because, especially for younger people growing up. I think if you're growing up, especially in those really important years as a young teenager, and you don't have a positive role model in your life, it's hard to get a grasp of a sense of identity. And I think people without a positive role model get a little bit lost, and you know, they sort of don't know where they're going and make a few mistakes and get a bit depressed because of the mistakes they've made, and it sort of goes in a bit of a vicious cycle. So it's so important to have someone there to look up to and to say, I want to be like that person, especially if they're a positive person.
I think that's a key thing. I like what that person's doing and saying, and I feel comfortable with them, and I'd like to be like them.
Yeah.
And if they're positive, that just makes it all the better.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And there's not that many trans role models that we know of. I personally don't know of that many. I can rattle off about four names, and they're not personally role models for me. We all know Buck Angel, he does porn. And
which is interesting, because I didn't realise that the stigma that's actually associated with doing porn is actually more than the so-called taboo or stigma of being trans.
Yes.
So I just think he's a really cool, interesting guy who is actually out there trying to do something different, and is actually, from a trans perspective, it's wonderful having him do that. But I didn't recognise, in fact, that the rest of the world had this sort of stigma about doing porn. I hadn't realised it until I went and looked at a few of his movies and his stories that he was telling.
Yeah.
But I still think it's great to have him there. Yeah. I think he actually teaches non-trans people a lot more about trans men.
Yeah, absolutely. He's that first point of contact for a lot of people who don't know about FTMs, which worries me sometimes, but I'm also quite proud to have him there because he's so positive and intelligent and has really worked his way to the top. And he's come from a bit of a dodgy background and has had a rough time. But now he's happy and healthy and good looking, and he is a real role model for a lot of trans men.
You know, I think that you'd be pretty hard pressed to find someone who's trans that doesn't have a terrible story to tell at some point in time in their lives.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I've never met another trans person that doesn't have something horrible that's happened to us.
Yeah.
And I think it's terrific that you can actually see that people can actually turn into be positive and have happy lives and contribute back.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, being trans is a great thing. I've suddenly solved this kind of problem, so now I can actually look at the world in a more positive sense.
Yeah.
And it's great to have other people that are out there saying those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not very good at remembering people's names and celebrities and those sorts of things, but I think there's some terrific writers. I found some wonderful writing by trans women in particular that I really have enjoyed reading. I'm somewhat known for my crazy bright red hair, and Lana Wachowski, who was involved in doing The Matrix, who came out a couple of years ago, I think now, she kind of gave me my inspiration for my crazy bright red hair. And I thought, hey, if she can do that, what a great decoy. You know, what a great thing to go and do. Be out there, be bold, and then, like, people look at you because you're bold.
And you're unique.
Yeah.
It's nice to be unique and recognised.
You know, people like Laverne Cox, who was involved in Orange is the New Black, and played a trans character, a trans woman playing a trans character, and I think did an absolutely wonderful job, and has stood up and spoken in public and, you know, defended us and all those kinds of things really, really well. So terrific.
It's terrific. And you could have a little think about fictional characters that could be your role models. We'll be back after this song, which is M83, Midnight City. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. And we want your questions. Sammy and I are sitting here waiting for your emails or your SMSs. You can SMS on 0427 JOY 949.
Or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. And I've also got a message from Jerry at the front desk saying, "I'm Jerry and I'm waiting at the front desk waiting for those calls." Cheers, Jerry.
He's eager. Give him a call.
Yeah. Give him a call. He's come in here and he wants to talk to somebody. So give him a call and ask a question. Doesn't matter what it's about. Anything you like. So please send us some messages. Or it's going to get very quiet here if we're just going to be chatting about our own questions. Maybe we'll ask Chris if he can give us a question. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Joy Tech Drive. So from April 12th to 20th, Joy is reaching out to try and raise some funds to help us upgrade some of our equipment. And we would really, really like it if you would like to donate some money to our Tech Drive. And you can go to our website, joy.org.au, and find out a bit more information. Or you can call in on 1300-JOY-949. So while you're giving Jerry your question, you could also donate something towards our Tech Drive. And we need, the Tech Drive is about us getting some gadgets that our volunteers need as they help to prepare their shows and put things together. And, you know, sometimes we have wheels falling off seats and we don't really, but I just made that up. But, you know, we want to upgrade our computers and our goal is to raise $15,000 to help our volunteers have a better space to prepare shows with. So, yeah, please think about donating to Joy's 2014 Tech Drive.
Yep, Tech Drive, everybody. So, Sammy, a hero or a role model can be selected from anywhere, really. And we've covered the real life role models, and there could be a fictional character, a trans character in a movie that you might have as an inspiration for you. And I wanted to mention that I found out back in the 1700s and the 1800s, it was a time when Victorian authorities saw no motives for men presenting as ladies, and they arrested them all. And by contrast, it seemed obvious for those born female to live as men for vocational reasons. And there were several instances of people assigned female at birth who passed successfully in careers reserved for men. And I think these people are heroes, because what a journey that would be, and what a secret to keep for until death.
Yeah, and this was like 300 years ago. Very, very commonplace.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd like to introduce a fourth, who is our guest for tonight. How are you going, Forth?
Not doing too bad, thanks.
It's great to have you here. And we want to talk to you a little bit about your personal story. And a bit later on, we'll get your take on anxiety within the trans community. So tell us what you're about and where you've come from and sort of how long you've been transitioning for.
Transitioning really started about 5 years ago, and started off with about a year of going, "Oh dear God, no, I'm not doing this." Because you look at the life that you've got, and you, when you start transitioning, you don't see the good parts about transitioning. All you see is that it's going to tear your life to pieces and potentially destroy relationships that you've got. And it's going to place you in a position of being really very marginalised. When I was living ostensibly as a man, I was pretty much universally privileged. And I found that it became very clear to me almost immediately that I was going to lose a lot of that along with the relationships that I had. And I was going to wind up placing myself in a really quite vulnerable position. So when you start doing that, all I really had in my mind was this utter terror. I didn't know what was going to come. I didn't know what people's reactions were going to be, and I didn't know how I'd wind up, what my life would look like further down the track. So there was about a year of saying, "I'm not doing this," until I got to the point where that wasn't really tenable anymore, and I had to just say, "Look, okay, I need to do this." And so around about the beginning of 2010, I started the process of actually going through the counselling and moving towards hormone therapy and that sort of thing. Moving through the various hoops that we have to jump through, of course, in order to get to the point of
the gatekeepers.
All the gatekeepers. And actually, I didn't find that it was so bad. I got very lucky in a lot of that respect. And I think in Australia, we do quite well in that regard. I know in a lot of other countries, there are significantly more hurdles to jump to get through.
I think the key is to manage the gatekeepers, to be knowledgeable and understand perhaps as much as you possibly can, so that when you're dealing with the gatekeepers, you're managing them rather than them managing you.
Oh, absolutely. Do your reading beforehand. So obviously the further into that I got, the more engaged in the process I became, and the more, I suppose, knowledgeable I became about the process. I started engaging with the queer community, with the trans community in Melbourne here, started meeting more people and finding a greater base of support. and started to see the good things about being trans.
So what was it about being trans that you wanted to be quite open about it? Is it so that you can belong in a community and you can say, hey, I'm trans too, and can I come and join your community? Or is it because you quite like the activist side to things?
I never really wanted to feel like I was having to be ashamed of what it was that I was doing, because I didn't feel that what I was doing was something that I should be ashamed of. And I also didn't want to have to place myself in a position where I had to live in fear of being outed. If I'm out to everybody, I'm out to my employer, I'm out to my friends, I'm out to my family, I'm out to my partner, of course, nobody can inadvertently out me or deliberately out me. That's not something that hangs over my head.
Yep. Coming up after we have a message and a song, I wanted to ask Forth what she thought about disclosing with someone that you've just met and there's a potential sexual relationship there. Are you listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9?
Joy 94.9. Radio that's out and proud. Joy.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and we're joined here in the studio with Forth Sadler, and where I did leave you with a burning question, Forth. When is the right time to tell someone you're trans when you're entering into a sexual relationship with them?
I usually don't sort of break it out as a specific, there's something I need to tell you. Mm-hmm. It's more just if it gets to the point where it's clear that there's actually attraction there, I'll just sneak it into the conversation. It'll be almost like a secondary thing that lurks in the background of a sentence that I'm putting out there while I'm talking about something else. So it gives them the opportunity to take a couple of steps back if they feel that that's something that they can't deal with. Because quite frankly, if they're not able to deal with the fact that I'm trans, then I'm not interested myself.
Yeah, no, neither. See you later. Anyway, we want to address anxiety within the trans community because it's so common within the community, especially the trans community. And it can be helpful to discuss symptoms and self-help ideas and strategies. And Transpositions is a safe, relaxed place that you can do that. And you can send us your SMSs on 0427JOY949.
You can also email us at onair@joy.org.au.
And I think that support and communication can be very helpful in aiding to recovery for anxiety. Forth, have you come across anxiety during your transition or pre-transition or even now?
Oh, look, of course I have. I mean, I think anybody who goes through the process of transitioning has several points where they want to just curl up into a ball and wait for the world to go away. So there are times when everything is completely uncertain. And I found that finding a community, finding people that would support me was probably the best thing I did. And even when, as I say, you get to the point where you don't quite know where you're going or what you're doing, then you've got the perspective of somebody who's been there before you. And that's incredibly valuable.
Yeah, it's great to be able to share your experiences with other people who are going through similar situations.
I think some of the triggers that we get as sort of being trans are actually just completely unique that other people don't really have to deal with. Maybe not completely unique, but, you know, things like being misgendered or which actually does happen to a lot of people in the queer community, but I think, you know, it's something that we are particularly anxious about. I think people asking us about our names, for example, or asking about what's underneath our clothes, I think these are sort of actually quite somewhat unique, and I don't know whether there's any other people in the, you know, that aren't trans that ever have to experience those sorts of questions.
Possibly not to the same level. I mean, I think it used to be something more that gays and lesbians used to experience, where they were a concept more than a person. And I think the wider community has moved on from that to a certain extent. But trans people, we're still not quite people. We're still concepts. So in the abstract, and that kind of makes us public property as far as that goes. There's this sense of entitlement where people can just say, so tell me about what's in your pants, you know.
But so rather than that, I want to talk about the anxiety that then causes and how it makes us feel. And like anxiety is something that I never really experienced until I, you know, decided to come out as trans. And, you know, it's like, how do you cope with it when someone does something and it makes you feel terrible? It triggers this really uncomfortable feelings and you don't know how to deal with it. I mean,
is that how you describe it, Sammy, an uncomfortable feeling? Is that what anxiety is for you?
Look, it does come in different forms.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like worry, or you feel uncomfortable. You know, I've even had full on panic attacks.
Yeah,
where my body's become completely uncontrollable and I shake.
Yeah,
and it's like this is a whole new experience. I've never had it before.
And how did you deal with your panic attack? What did you think that you were having a heart attack, or did you think you were something was wrong with you?
Geez, that's a good question. Luckily, that hasn't happened too often. Had people next to me who were able to kind of like help calm me down and help me go through the process of settling it down. Luckily, I haven't had one for quite some time now.
Yeah.
But these things are really surprising because you don't expect them. You've never had them before, and all of a sudden they just land on you.
They do.
And you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I think having people around is good, but also different sorts of anxiety. I find sometimes with some anxieties, I just want to hide away. I want to close the doors, turn off the phone, turn off the email, and sit in a room and just do something like read a book or,
Be isolated.
Yeah. Be completely away from every single person. And sometimes that's a good way for a short period of time.
For a short time, as long as it doesn't last forever.
That's right.
I find that quite helpful too, but I do need to come out of it and come back into the real world and socialize with people. And I find just hanging out with people where they're sort of everything's normal in their world can help bring you back to reality and sort of help get you motivated and moving again. Just knowing that the world's still, going along and everything's still cool, your friends are still there.
So I also find when you have the same anxiety thing happens and you use some sort of technique to deal with it, that eventually it fades away a little bit.
Yeah.
If you manage to cope with it, it doesn't seem to be as bad as next time that it happens.
I think the more you use your strategy that you have that works for you, the better you get at it. And so we want you to SMS 0427JOY949 and tell us your remedies for relaxation and your tricks to manage anxiety. And after the song, we're going to ask Forth what she does to manage her anxiety when it does come up. You're listening to Transpositions on JOY949.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Uplifting, informing, empowering. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and we're joined in the studio by Forth Sadler, and it's great to have you here, Forth. And we're talking at the moment about anxiety in the trans community. And Forth, I want to know what your strategies are for dealing with anxiety.
Oh, I don't know that I'd actually say I have strategies. I suppose the one thing I did do was look for the one thing that I had control over, because of course part of being anxious is the fact that you don't have control over a lot of aspects of your life and everything's spiraling out of control, so you freak out. And I found that narrowing it down to the things that I could directly control and could directly act on gave me a thing firstly to focus on, because I wasn't just flailing around at everything. I had a very specific thing that I could look at, and it also gave me that sense of control and sense of agency in my life and actually let me be able to do something concrete and useful. But what would often happen is that things would pile up until eventually I would melt down, but then gather up all the pieces and have a bit of a post-mortem afterwards. And from that, gain understanding as to why I'd freaked out in the first place, what was going on in my life. And in hindsight, I could construct things a lot better. And that gave me a much better understanding of who I was, what I was going through, and also gave me concepts that helped me approach all of these things the next time they cropped up.
Yeah. I think sometimes a breakdown is a breakthrough, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, just to put it bluntly.
Did you write them down before we started? I didn't. Them. They're great. I
came up with them all by myself.
Have you found that like over time that you've been able to deal with anxiety better and you get less of it?
I have, although I think it's just to a certain extent settling into my identity, getting to know myself better. And also, over time, you get normalized to being trans. When you start the process, it's new, it's strange, it's different, and you don't know what's going on. But you get used to virtually anything over time, so things get less scary as time goes by, and you just get used to what you're doing and you get on with your life, so things do get less stressful.
I think coming to peace with being trans is really important, because a lot of anxiety could stem from being angry that, I could be angry that I wasn't born male and get anxiety over that and stress over it. But I've come to the conclusion that I was always meant to be transgender. I was never meant to be born by a male. And I was meant to experience life presented as a female as well as life presented as a male, because that's just made me wiser and a lot more knowledgeable. And I think I'm the perfect man for that.
I think this is one of the great things about being trans that you don't realise until after the fact, is that you do get this plurality of viewpoints. You get to see things from more than one perspective.
Yeah.
Most other people don't get to do that. And so you get a much broader appreciation of what's going on around you. Occasionally I find myself being a bit of a gender translator because I've had that perspective of seeing things from both the perspective of a man and from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you do kind of get to sneak around and look at it from the other side.
Yes.
And I find that that's just fantastic.
Yeah, I think I've found that I've become a lot more compassionate now than I was previously. So there are a lot of positives that come out of being a transgender person. Sammy, what are your thoughts?
Oh, look, I love the fact that I have all this insight into the male brain. And, you know, when I'm dealing and interacting with men, or I'm dealing with, like, women who are trying to understand men, it's like, well, I actually have all this insight that seems to hold water a lot of the time. And, you know, now, you know, it's like, well, I've got my new brain now, and it's like, you know, I love the way it is now, and I love to be who and what I am now. But I do think it actually does. We do learn a lot more about gender and about humans in general from our own personal experiences. How awesome to be able to have, live two different lives, sort of thing, and experience it from two different points of view.
It's great.
I mean, it's not that you'd wish it on anyone, but now that we've got it, we might as well take advantage of it, eh?
Yeah, yeah, and look at it as a positive thing.
Yeah.
And I love your brain too, Sammy. Next up, we have Concrete Blonde with Joey. You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and we've had two questions come in, so we're going to read them out now and do our best to answer them.
So the first question is queer an all-encompassing term that includes trans as well as gays and dykes?
I think it is, in as much that while gender identity and sexuality are two separate things, one is who you're attracted to and one is who you are, they kind of bounce off each other. So even if, as you transition, the people that you're attracted to doesn't change, the people who are attracted to you definitely changes. So the dynamic of your relationship changes. And so although being trans isn't your sexuality, it gets tied up into it.
I like queer because it's such a broad, encompassing term, and I can kind of be whatever I like under the rainbow. Mm-hmm. So I do kind of like calling myself queer, actually.
Yeah. It's a lot easier than saying LGBTI. Just say queer.
Yeah. I think it covers all sorts of other things like, you know, pansexual and some of the other letters that don't come about in the alphabet. So, I like queer. I think it is, and I think it's an all-encompassing term. It used to be one of those terms that had a stigma associated with it, but I think we own it again.
We own it.
We own it again. And I love it. I love it. It's great.
I love it. Yeah, it's fun to rock up places and say we're here and we're queer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got another question here as well from Al. And Al's written, once upon a time, trans often meant that after you transitioned, you moved out of the burbs and just got on with it. And now it seems that there is a shift that a lot are staying in the trans community and are being more visual and vocal as trans. Why do you think that is? A move towards a trans/allies, etc. community, perhaps, or new subculture? So I've decided to be out as trans, and I've decided to do my part for the trans community by being on radio. And I also, if I get an opportunity to help out the community, I'll accept it. And Sammy, I know that you don't really, you're not quite an activist, and you just are Sammy, and you're not there to be anyone's teacher.
No, although I do try to set a good example in the stuff that I do in my life.
Yeah.
So my friends and the people that know me, that know that I'm trans, I try to actually be a positive role model as a human being.
Mm.
And that the fact that I'm trans to me is kind of like somewhat secondary. It's not really that important in many ways. Okay, it's an issue I had to deal with.
Yeah.
But I kind of like to, so it's like, for me it's, I'm not an activist.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of pretty happy with how the world treats me.
Yeah. Fourth, why do you think that trans people want to remain open and out in the trans community?
I think there's less of an impetus for trans people to go stealth these days just because, at least within Melbourne, it's a safer community. People used to go stealth for basically self-preservation reasons. Now we can be out relatively safely, and I think that's why more people are comfortable being out and not feeling that they have to conceal themselves.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Anyway, it's been a great show of transpositions tonight, and we do hope that you join us next week, 9 p.m. Tuesday on Joy 94.9. Thank you so much for coming in, Forth. It's been a pleasure to have you here, and it's been great listening to what you have to say.
It's been fun coming in.
And Sammy, thank you for co-hosting with me. It's been good to chat to you again tonight.
Thank you for having me on, and I'll miss you next week, but I'll be back for one more week after that.
That sounds great. I can't wait. And Chris, thank you for paneling. You've done an awesome job. And thank you, Jerry, on the front desk for taking any calls that we might have had. And your feedback and questions is very important to us. So thank you for sending in some questions. And go to the Joy website and click on Transpositions.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.